For comedians, skewering presidents is a time-honored tradition. President Trump, with his outsized personality and early morning tweets, is proving to be a rich source of material. And not just for comedians. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
Captain Zap Brannigan was a character on the irreverent animated series Futurama.
We have failed to uphold Brannigan's law. However, I did make it with a hot alien babe.
He's an egomaniac who's not very bright.
The honorably sexy Zap Brannigan residing.
Fans of the series can't help but point out how much the character Zap Brannigan looks like President Trump, a white guy with well-coiffed yellow hair. Actor Billy West was the voice of Brannigan.
Someone brought it up one day on my Twitter saying you should have Zap Brannigan just saying quotes from Donald Trump.
West loved the idea, launched hashtag MakeAmericaBrannigan, and started recording Trump's tweets in the voice of Zap Brannigan.
My fingers are long and beautiful. That's been well documented, along with other various parts of my body.
As Mr. Trump told the New York Post's Page Six in 2011, candidate Trump sounded a lot like Zap Brannigan when he told Sean Hannity,
you know, I win in life. I want to win. I have a very winning temperament, okay?
No editing necessary.
And you know I win. I win. In life, I win.
Another cartoon character is doing President Trump. He's one of Gotham's most evil villains.
This story is fake news and everyone knows it.
Actor Mark Hamill has been recording Trump's tweets as the Joker.
Is it true that the DNC would not let the FBI in to look?
Hamill, as in Luke Skywalker, wasn't available for an interview, but his voice actor pal Tara Strong was.
I'm mostly known for Timmy Turner from The Fairly Odd Parents, Twilight Sparkle from My Little Pony, Raven from Teen Titans, Bubbles from The Powerpuff Girls,
and sexy supervillain Harley Quinn from the Batman video game series. Harley Quinn is hopelessly in love with Mark Hamill's Joker.
Hi, sweetie.
Oh, Harley, you're the sweetest tool in my box.
Puddin'.
So when Strong saw that Hamill was doing parodies of President Trump, she wanted in on the act.
And I thought, well, you know, if my puddin' is Trump, then Harley Ann Conway has to come to life.
And I just started reading her tweets or quoting ridiculous things she says.
You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, alternative facts to that.
Tara Strong uses Twitter to promote her career, connect with fans, and make jokes.
Harley Ann Conway is kind of a way for me to say, look how ridiculous this sounds. It sounds like a ridiculous, diabolical, animated character.
We're not trying to make history or high art. It's just trying to have a laugh, you know?
Voice actor Billy West says Twitter is the perfect outlet for short bursts of inspiration. And in that sense, he and President Trump are on the same page.
I mean, if the leader of the free world decides that he's going to, you know, just whatever pops into his head goes on Twitter, I guess, you know, that sets the tone for the rest of the nation.
And one thing that can unite the nation, no matter who's in office, is a good laugh. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.